Welcome to Soul Chat, a platform created by queens, recognized queens, to help bring out the queen in you and helping you master yourself holistically. We aim to be the light at the end of the tunnel with topics and guests that speak to your soul. So join us as we take you on an epic journey with powerful people sharing powerful stories and tools to bring out the best in you. Hey, you guys, welcome to Soul Chat. You know, I've had this topic on my mind for a couple months now, and I think I'm finally ready to drop this truth bomb on you. So, you guys know I'm a big advocate of healing. I'm a big advocate of self-reflection. If you've been following the podcast for the past couple months, for the past couple years, actually, you know that that's the core of what we talk about. Healing past our demons, being self-reflective and honest enough to look at our own life and to adjust accordingly. So here we are. Let me just exhale, you know, because I think when we share our story, and I haven't felt this in so long, you guys know I'm an open book for the most part. But this particular thing feels so deep, you know, and to be honest with you, I think I'm still, you know, going through the motions and emotions of, you know, what a decision like this can look like and feel like, you know, so thus the sigh of relief, if you will. So, yeah, I'm just going to share it with you. I've been talking about it for a long time, and it's really crazy to have made the decision and be able to sit back and feel all the feels, you know, and to be in this space again. And it made me think of a quote, which was, you know, I don't believe in being a weak person, but I believe that there are decisions that we will make and there are things that we will go through that will bring out our vulnerability, which, you know, can feel like weakness because you're open and you're raw, you know, and in that vulnerability is where I find so much strength. So I hope you can relate with that. So, long story short, in October, I made the decision to leave an 11-year relationship. Now, it wasn't something I really even brought into my business that much. You know, and I had people ask me every now and again, hey, like, why isn't your guy a part of what you do and what you talk about? You know, and just behind the scenes, you know, we had our own personal dynamic, you know, but needless to say, after having the courage to step away from that relationship confidently, I really was able to look at myself in a new light. I really was able to, you know, really step into a new level of healing and a new level of even just being able to help other people through it. Because I think there are decisions that we make, you know, and a lot of the clients that I deal with, you know, they're wanting to boost their confidence, they're wanting to start new ventures, and a lot of times they can't because they're not moving past their demons, right? The things that happened to us in our past, which if you've listened to the podcast, there's an episode on the four questions you should be asking yourself to heal and thrive now. Now, I want to say this because wellness and because healing is a non-linear process, you know, I think just like everything else, we think everything is black and white. We think once we've hit one level, we're good, you know, and it's like, you know, you hear people saying, you know, I've been rich before and I've lost all those riches. I've loved before and I've been, you know, I've lost love. And, you know, so I just think we have to be more comfortable in understanding of the ebbs and flows of the way that life is, you know, and I myself am that person who sometimes falls victim to this picture-perfect Disney story, you know, and wanting things to be picture perfect, whether that be in my business, whether that be in my relationship, whether that be, you know, in any other scenario where, you know, certain decisions remind you like, hey, you can still help people heal and still need to do your own healing. And as a matter of fact, that people are not telling you that they're doing healing on their own, then they're lying. You know, that's what I believe, at least, you know, because there's no one that's exempt from struggle. That was another episode. There's no one that's exempt from going through things. So I made the decision, and, you know, really my life has not been the same since, obviously. But I've been able to really refer back to my own teaching, my own coaching, my own ability to see, wow, you know, why had I settled? Why had I stayed for so long, you know, and really being able to look at my fears of being a single mother, my fears of repeating, you know, what my mother did. In working my whole life to not be like her and to not, you know, give my kids something that I didn't have, right? I didn't have a father. So, you know, I've been able to really sit back and analyze those things and look at those things and feel all the feels, you know. And that's the thing, I think, when it comes to healing, you know, I definitely am not that person who really tries to avoid things anymore. I try to really step into them and heal the things that come up for me when they come up. So with that being said, you know, having my brand and running this brand really gave me the ability to just highlight my own life and to want better and to, you know, want to be a huge proponent of standing by what I teach. And because I teach, I also learn. And because I teach, I also grow. And because I teach, it also levels up the standard at which I have to even hold my own self accountable, you know. And, you know, I wanted to also say, I think this is where that thought was going, is, you know, we have to be able to feel all the feelings and be real with them. Like, really be real with them and sit with them. To sit with them like we've never sat before, to sit with sadness, to sit with grief, to sit with loss, to sit with shame, to sit with disappointment, to sit with sadness, all those things, right? These are all heavy, heavy, heavy emotions that typically most people, when they feel them, it feels very uncomfortable. Yes, it does. It feels very uncomfortable. And not only does it feel uncomfortable, but we want to find something else to replace that emotion. You know, back in the day when I first began this journey, you know, it was all about positivity. Let me be positive. Let me just be positive. You know, and I definitely learned as I matured, you know, it's not about being positive all the time. Sometimes it's about feeling the shit you feel, you know, and understanding why you feel the way you feel, giving it love, giving it grace, giving it kindness. And letting that shit go, right? And then you could feel the positive stuff, you know. But until you really do that, and until you have that process set up within your mind, your body, and your spirit, you know, really what happens is you keep repeating the same vicious cycles within your life. Especially for us as women, you know, yes, I was in an 11-year relationship, but there's a lot of people out there, I'm not sure if you can resonate with this, where you keep attracting the same dudes. You keep attracting the same personalities, you know. And obviously in my relationship, you know, I was in a relationship and, you know, we were just recycling the same conversations, recycling the same experiences, to where, you know, definitely having my son open my eyes, you know, that was a huge blessing for me that really took me to a new level, having a boy. I have three girls and one boy, and having a boy, something in me just shifted, and I was able to see things so differently, and, you know, really just propelled me into a new self. And within that new self, you know, really beginning with the inception of the pregnancy in 2018, being pregnant and then giving birth in 2019, you know, to really look at those cycles and say, this is just good enough. You know, this is just good enough. And if this is the fruit that this tree has, you know, bared for me, is this the fruit that I really want? Is this the fruit that I really desire? You know, and it was a hard no. It was a hard, honest no, you know, where when I finally did make the decision, I didn't have any regrets, you know, and I still don't, because at the end of the day, you know, we settle and we resonate with our trauma and our pain. And until we can understand that, we won't understand why we keep attracting struggle. We won't understand the concepts that we've formulated in our minds and the beliefs that we've created around circumstances and people and places and things to be able to level up out of those things. You know, we'll just keep repeating the cycle. So it takes extreme courage to, you know, make those type of decisions. I'm not encouraging anyone out there to, you know, leave your relationship, you know, but I will say this. You know, you have to in all areas of your life. And I think with certain things, it's easier said than done. Obviously, like I said, I have 4 children by the same person. And, you know, that makes the weight heavier, you know, when you have children and you have to consider their emotions, their feelings, their desires, you know, all the things that you hear, all the things that have been taught to you about, you know, separation and divorce and what it does to kids and your own fears and your own experiences, you know. So there's so much stuff to unpack when you make any decision that's going to change your life and catapult you into a different direction. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you got to really be able to sit back and say, is the fruit that is coming from this, these seeds that I've planted, this stuff that I've watered and tended to and cried on and laughed with and, you know, made great love to, all these different things, right? Does the whole feel amazing? Does the whole feel not just good enough, but great? Does it feel great? You know, does this person compliment where I desire to go? Is this person support where I desire to go? And I think, unfortunately, even for me, one of the things I've been able to reflect on is, you know, I'm such a fucking force by myself that, you know, whether it be my need to want to help, whether it be my need to, you know, feel bad for other people, whether it be my need to, you know, be honest and want to be wanted, want to be wanted and desired and loved, right? We all have that desire, especially women, to really look at that and say, okay, is this what I want? And should this feel like this? And I think especially when it comes to healing, like I said, there's so much stuff to unpack, because not only do you have the stories you tell yourself, you have the stories your friends tell you, you have the stories your family tells you, you have the stories society tells you, you have the stories your spouse tells you, if it's a relationship type ordeal, you know. So there's so much stuff to unpack, and that's why I say it takes immense courage, because you have to be able to have clarity, you have to be able to trust your decision. Let me tell you guys, my life has not, you know, unfolded in the beautiful way that I would desire it to, you know, but in the storm of it all, you know, not for nothing, I feel like I'm still in the storm, adjusting my sails every day. But when you make a decision, and if that decision brings you peace, you've made the right decision. If you make a decision and it brings you peace, you made the right decision. So, I really hope this has encouraged you, you know, to remember that no one is perfect. I hope this has encouraged you to look at your life in all levels. And I'm not just talking about relationships, you know, even the relationship with yourself. And ask yourself, am I giving myself good enough? Or am I giving myself great? And a lot of times we're not giving ourselves great because somewhere along the line, we don't really believe we deserve that. So even for me to be able to look at that and be like, damn, Eb, really? You know, because I know I deserve it, but right, there's all these entanglements and things that are happening that make you hesitate on a decision because, you know, like I said, the kids involved, the time spent with the person, you know, maybe, you know, all the other things that add to, you know, women staying, you know, you name those things, they might be different for you as they are for me, but, you know, I think we're really entering a season where so many of us are being called, and a lot of us have been being called for a long time, and we just don't listen, and a part of that calling for me was to be able to step into and shed parts of me that I just no longer resonated with, you know, and then to second fold, feel all the feelings that I need to feel and release them and feel all the things I need to feel, even if it still comes up, and release it with love and understand it and look at it and hug it and give it grace and give it thanks, because I know that when, you know, it really unfolds and, you know, beyond the peace that I know I had in making the decision, you know, but whenever things really start to fill the spaces that are now available because of the opportunities I've allowed in by releasing the things that did not serve me, that's the exciting part. That's the exciting part. So I just want to thank you guys for always supporting me, always listening to my podcast, always sharing it, always reviewing it. It really means the world, and I really hope this has sparked within you more courage, more bravery, you know, because I know one of the things is, you know, like I said, I was in an 11-year relationship, and I had to ask myself, do I have another 11 years to give? And I couldn't imagine living another 11 years in that same space, you know, and it's like we think we have time, and we do, and we think we have time, and we don't, because 11 years is a long time. It's a decade of my life that I can't get back. So we have to be able to make decisions with bravery and really step into knowing you don't want to die with regret. You don't want to die wishing and wondering, what if? What if? You know, it's your time. It's your time right now, right here. So embrace the moment. Make some tough decisions if you must. Feel all the feels. And obviously, if you need coaching and assistance through that journey, you could definitely hit me up. You can email me at hello@queensrecognizequeens.com. But for now, take care of yourself. If you've been following me on Instagram, definitely get your ISOT detox product. And honestly, that's why I've even signed up with them, because, you know, when we are healing, our mind, body, and spirit need a cleanse. So that was my way of cleansing my body of, you know, all the things that are within my body over the years. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you take this and embrace it with your heart. Listen to it with your soul. And make the moves you need to make, because this is your time. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Chat with your host, Ebony Tatora. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and if you love it, share it with your friends. And make sure you join us next week for another conversation with your soul, bringing you thought-provoking conversations that require you to look a little bit deeper than the surface.